Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Time to get you dialed into the biggest stories of the day. This is the Daily 10 with Matt Chernoff.
All right, here we go, folks. It's time for the Friday edition of the Daily 10 as we are ready for a very, very important and big sports weekend around these parts. Your friend Matt here to take you on this 10-minute sports journey. Got a lot of things to get to, including I want to clear up some confusion from Braves fans wondering what the lockout specifically means to Braves free agents, notably Freddie Freeman, what it means to a couple of injured players with Ronald Acuna and Charlie Morton. So we'll get to that coming up in a couple of moments. But I said it's a huge weekend. It is SEC Championship weekend, and Georgia and Alabama are a little more than 24 hours from getting it on. Georgia remains a 6.5-point favorite in the game. That line has not moved an inch since it's opened, which I find very interesting. Now, I double-checked again the secondary market prices this morning, and tickets were up again. They're going for $396. That was the get-in price on one of the secondary ticket sites, and that was for standing room only. If you actually want a place to put your rump, an actual seat, the most inexpensive seat this morning, $450 a piece for upper corner, section 316, like row 20. Damn. Maybe it does just mean more in the SEC compared to the other conference championship games. The average price of this ticket is, I mean, much, much higher than anything you're seeing in the Big 12, the Big 10, or anywhere else. In fact, according to one of the secondary ticket sites, the average price for tickets on the resale market has been about $850, which is 274% higher than the next priciest conference championship game, which is the Big Ten championship game featuring Michigan and Iowa. Those tickets are going for about an average of $227. So again, maybe it just means more. If you guys are looking for the perfect gift for any sports fan in your life, a baseball fan, a Braves fan, a Georgia fan, I want you to check out homefields.com. Again, that website is homefields.com. That's the place to find over 130 replica stadiums that you'll love sitting in your office, your man cave, or anywhere in your house. They're great discussion points, and I love them. They have now introduced the Truist Park Championship Replica Stadium. So if you want to celebrate the World Champs and give the gift of championships to someone in your life, go to homefields.com. You'll see the Truist Park Replica Championship Stadium, along with all the other college football, basketball, baseball, 3D replica stadiums like Sanford Stadium, Brian Denny, Yankee Stadium, Fenway Park. They have them all. You can have your very own replica stadium. They come in three different sizes with lighting, a cool display case. As I said, I have them in my office. You can put them in your man cave. You can have old school stadiums, new school. They have them all. You can also get a 10% discount at homefields.com when you go to checkout by using the promo code Chernoff. Use my last name spelled C-H-E-R-N-O-F-F. You'll get 10% off your order. And you want to get those orders in by December 16th. To ensure delivery before Christmas. So again, it's homefields.com. Use promo code Chernoff at checkout to get 10% off. All right, back to the SEC championship game. And Georgia has a chance tomorrow to turn the tide in college football, all pun intended. We know how dominant Alabama has been now going on 12 or 13 years. But I'm going to give you some numbers just for emphasis. Alabama is 181-24. Since Nick Saban took over. Again, 181-24. Let's eliminate 2007 just for the sake of this, because that's the year that Saban takes over in Tuscaloosa and they're kind of getting pieces put together, so they went 7-6. After that, Saban has led Alabama to a 174-18 record. It's mind-boggling. And it's not like things are slowing down either. In the last seven seasons, Alabama is 90-7. Let me repeat, 90 wins and only 7 losses. And in their last 2 years plus, they've won 25 of their last 26 games. They are the standard in college football. But for Georgia, they hope it could be a tie turner tomorrow. a potential turning point game where the torch is passed from Alabama to Georgia. That cannot happen, though, until Georgia puts down the beast for good. Georgia's had chances to beat Alabama. We've talked about this in the last decade plus, whether it was the 2012 SEC championship game where Georgia had a double-digit lead in the third quarter, a three-point lead in the fourth quarter, and let it get away. The 2017 national championship game. Again, Georgia had a 13-point halftime lead, a 13-point third-quarter lead. Lost in overtime. The SEC championship in 2018. Georgia had another lead in that game. They were up by a touchdown, then they were up by two scores. Bama came back and won the game. Well, I think the tide will turn tomorrow. I've said all week I think Georgia wins this game. I've given you a score of 34-17. And let me be clear of how it happens. I think this is a methodical Georgia win. They'll be up early. They'll be in control of the game. They'll always feel like they're, like I said, sort of in control of things with Bama kind of hanging around. It's 17-6 at the half. It's, you know, 24-13 going to the fourth quarter. And I think Georgia wins the game somewhere in the, you know, 34-17, 34-20 type of a range. If that happens, I think this could be the beginning of Georgia going on their own dominant run. If Georgia wins tomorrow, I think they're winning the national championship. And then you're talking about a team with the recruiting base that Kirby Smart has built, which is as good as anybody in the country, with the talent already in place, that they could make a college football playoff in three of the next five seasons. They could win another national championship. And over that run of 4 or 5 years, you could also run out the clock on Nick Saban. I mean, as much as Saban doesn't show signs of aging, at some point, it happens to everybody where you just slow down and realize, I do want to enjoy the grandkids and the fishing and the lake. And that will happen to Coach Saban in the next 4 or 5 years. So I think that starts tomorrow. That's the tide turner and a potential game changer for the standard in college football tomorrow at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. But it all starts by putting down the beast. That's where it's got to begin. If you're not going downtown to watch the game, consider going to the Daily Draft. That's my home away from home for sports bars. It's not the deep-fried sports bar we're all used to. This is the ultimate sports bar experience in downtown Woodstock, right on Main Street. And what you'll see when you walk through the doors, flat-screen TVs all around, one of the biggest-sized movie screens, so you can get a front-row seat for tomorrow's championship game or any of the action, both on college Saturdays, pro football Sundays, and all of the above. You'll love the chef-inspired menu, the craft beer bar, the self-serve taps, and you'll love a discount you will get for lunch when you mention my podcast, The Daily 10. They'll take 10% off your lunch order. Monday through Friday, 11:30 to 3, mention The Daily 10 for 10% off your lunch order. So I told you I wanted to try to clear up some confusion, and I had some folks reach out to me on social media trying to get the full comprehension of what the Major League Baseball lockout specifically means for players on the roster, for players who are free agents. So here's the crux of it. I mean, the players are locked out. So that means any free agents like Freddie Freeman, Carlos Correa, or any of these guys, everything goes dark now, at least on the level, as far as negotiations can go. You can't sign with any team. If conversations were to get out, I imagine that would be, you know, something Major League Baseball would want to know about, because while the negotiations are happening or not happening between the Players Association and Major League Baseball, no transactions, no free agents, no trades. Anybody involved on a major league roster, on the 40-man roster, you're not going to have anything going on until the new CBA is reached. What that also means is for rehabbing players like Ronald Acuna coming off the ACL injury, or Charlie Morton who broke his leg in the World Series, they cannot work out, work with trainers, do rehab at the Braves facility. They have to work on their own, which I'm going to assume all these teams had contingency plans knowing this was coming, where these guys aren't like working out at the nearby LA Fitness with some trainer. No, I'm sure the teams all set up private training sessions, or at least help these guys get in touch with the proper trainers and rehab and doctors outside of their facilities. But it is an extra challenge, because I'm sure there's a comfort level for guys like Morton or guys like Acuna for working out in the facilities they know, working out with the trainers, the doctors, and the rehab staff that they know. But until this is resolved, there will be nothing going on as far as players and facilities, players working out with teams, free agents and trades happening. The hot stove has gone cold, and nobody knows how long it's going to last. But let's be clear and honest about this. When you have these two parties being the players and the owners, there's not much indication that this will get solved quickly. I think we all would hope it would, because everybody loses in this. I mean, the fans lose a little bit. Not today, it's December, but there's a chance this drags into January. And then you look up and it's February, and instead of seeing players and teams reporting to spring training, we're hearing about negotiations, and I don't care. I don't want to hear about any of that stuff. I just want to know when it's done. But there is one thing to consider. Major League Baseball found out, and the players, just 2 years ago in the 2020 season, we don't have to play 162 games, and life will continue. So the idea that they won't miss games, I am not about to believe that. Whether or not this gets done in February, let's say it dragged into March, you could see 140 game season. It happened in 1995. You had the 60 game season 2 years ago, as I mentioned. I don't know if it would get that drastic because these guys want to get most of their salaries. But again, I don't see anything with a quick resolution with some of the things they have to get done. Most importantly, about the revenue sharing, or in this case, how the money is going to be divvied up with luxury taxes and trying to avoid salary caps. So buckle up, kids. Going to be a rocky offseason now. A very quiet one for Major League Baseball. If you guys would, hit the subscribe button, or you can follow this podcast wherever it is you get your favorite pods. We're available on all of your favorite podcast platforms. If you would leave us a review or rating, we would appreciate all of the above. I'll be on the radio this afternoon in Atlanta at 2 o'clock. We're back Monday for the next edition of the Daily 10.
Subscribe to the Daily 10 now and get the latest breaking news and biggest stories of the day every morning. Get more at 680thefan.com or subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google, or wherever you get your favorite shows.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
The Fan is ready for Braves season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.